One other unanswered question about the coming military action: what it will be called. Yesterday, defense officials told reporters the initial code name would be Operation Infinite Justice. Today, a reporter informed Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld that some Islamic scholars object to that name on the grounds that only God, or Allah, can dispense infinite justice. Rumsfeld said he now doubts the name will be kept.
In Afghanistan today, the Grand Council of Muslim Clerics issued an edict urging accused terrorist Osama bin Laden to leave the country. The White House has dismissed the statement as inadequate. But some in Pakistan are saying it marks a real shift in tone from Afghanistan's Muslim leadership. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Quetta, near the Afghan-Pakistani border.
After days of hardline rhetoric from Kabul, a glimmer of compromise. The Grand Council of Muslim Clerics in the Afghan capital today concluded their meeting. They issued a statement advising the Taliban leadership to persuade Osama bin Laden to leave Afghanistan voluntarily. The statement also said the clerics were saddened by the attacks on the United States last week. It wasn't all friendly talk, though. Previous threats about a holy war against America if it attacks Afghanistan were reiterated. Pakistan's foreign minister said the statement was not a giant step, but it was significant. And some analysts in Pakistan say it shows there are pragmatists in the upper ranks of the Afghan clergy who realize the serious implications for their country if bin Laden is allowed to stay.
I think Taliban are scared. They are scared to death. They want bin Laden to go away from their country so that they can be saved from American attack.
Analyst Amir Rudin says the statement shows that Afghanistan's spiritual leaders have got the message from Washington that their country would be decimated by an American attack. He says the Taliban do not have the religious commitment to bin Laden that many had thought.
If there was a commitment, why did the clerics say, please go away voluntarily? That's what they said. If there is a commitment, they would have said, okay, we are ready to die for you. We will fight till death. But they are not saying that.
There is a commitment, though, on the part of the Taliban leadership to the opinion of the Grand Council. It was the council that appointed Mullah Muhammad Omar as supreme leader of the Taliban. And it was only after the council's approval that Mullah Omar went ahead with destroying the world's tallest Buddhas at Bamiyan earlier this year. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, people have been responding to President Musharraf's speech last night, defending his government's cooperation with the United States. There have been demonstrations by radical supporters of the Taliban, and an effigy of President George Bush was burned on the streets of the border city of Peshawar. The Islamic parties have called for a general strike tomorrow and for more demonstrations. The response to that call will give an indication of how much support they have here. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.